Okay, so good evening, everybody. I'm just going to quickly look on my phone to make sure that we have come in live. It does take a minute or two. Let's go. How exciting. Well, it says that we're live on the screen. So if anybody is watching, if you'd like to drop us a comment and say hello, you might need to grant permission to StreamYard for us to see your names, but that's all good. So welcome to everybody, and if you're listening on the Inspired Souls podcast, a big welcome to you too. We are streaming live in the Facebook group, so do bear with us if you are listening at a later date. So my name is Helen Pinkett and I am the host, and I created the Inspired Souls community. And this evening I am talking to Anna Bay. Hello, Anna.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. I'm really looking forward to talking to you this evening. Thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thanks, Helen.
How are you? Have you had a good day?
Very busy. Very busy.
Moving
One of
house.
Those days where it's like back to back, but it's all good. Yeah. All good stuff.
Oh, well, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. And I know moving is very stressful, so it's great. So this evening, I'm just going to check my phone one more time to make sure that we are properly live. I can see some people watching us. So big hello, everyone. If you're watching a replay, give us a hashtag replay. If not, say hi. So I'm going to just jump straight in. So this evening we are I'm talking to Anna, and Anna is sharing her healing journey with us, because you had 30 years of chronic pain, is that right?
Yes, pretty much, yeah. So it started when I was about 17. I'm now 47, and it's been a very long journey. So it's basically been sort of back pain, neck pain, headaches, migraines. Started off with back pain when I was about 17, and just continually kind of got worse, really. And it's been a very, very long journey. I basically spent years and years and years and years trying every single treatment out there, like ridiculous. You know, people used to say to me, have you tried so and so? I'd be like, yeah.
Like, I bet you had that a lot. Yeah. Well wishers going, oh, try this, and it was the same. Yeah,
exactly. And people obviously really mean well, but I literally, you know, from everything to sort of kinesiology to goodness, like Chinese acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine. Like I'm really open-minded, so I was always really like, I need to find out what's going on. I need to find out why I'm in this pain. And particularly with headaches, so I was getting migraines every day, and it was just getting to the point where I was like, this is just horrendous, like I just can't cope with this. And I'm sure anybody that suffers from headaches will understand that you're just waking up under a black cloud every day, and kind of not knowing where all that pain was coming from. So I tried everything, and then it kind of came to a bit of a head. I had an MRI scan, and the surgeon said, there's nothing wrong with you. And I literally walked out of the hospital bawling my eyes out, because I was like, I'm really grateful that there's nothing wrong with me, but that doesn't cure me, because there is something wrong, because why am I in so much pain? And what I was finding was that every therapy or every treatment I had, they'd get me to a point and I'd think, this is it, this is the thing that's going to cure me. And then it was literally like we hit a brick wall, and I was like, it's not working anymore. So I'd have a few sessions and I'd start to begin to think, oh, it's working. And then I'd go, it's just hitting a brick wall. And after I'd had my MRI scan, I remember seeing I think it was a cranial osteopath, and he said to me, I think it's more, I think there's something going on in here that you need to have a look at. And I just remember thinking, yeah, do you know what? That's kind of the one thing I haven't really explored. I've always presumed it was a physical thing, because, you know, in your head you're going, but if I'm physically in this much pain every day, it must be physical. There must be something wrong with me. And then I think to sort of have that MRI scan and go, actually, there's nothing wrong with you, it was like, whoa, well, there obviously is something going on mentally. So that was kind of a bit of a wake-up call. And I think lockdown for me was really the turning point, because I got to the point where I was in so much pain and every day just feeling so dreadful that with migraines, that I just thought, I've got to sort this now. I can't carry on like this. You know, I've got two children, I've got a lovely husband, and I'm fit and I'm well, and I should be really enjoying life. I shouldn't be feeling like this every day.
And migraines are savage. I had a few migraines and they are
horrible.
Terrible. I just can't imagine what it would be like to have them daily. Regularly, you know.
Like literally every single day, you know, popping painkillers constantly, and just felt like I was under a fog all the time. So I had, you know, really, and I'm a really happy, positive person. So I struggled with it, because I felt like it wasn't me, and I felt like I don't want to be that mum that's getting cross or, you know, upset. And anyway, so just thought, I've got to delve a bit deeper into this and find out what's going on. So I started having some coaching, and that for me was really kind of like that turning point of going, right, okay, I think there's something to this. So I had coaching with a friend for probably a couple of years, I think it was through lockdown, and he really helped me. I see it almost like getting off that treadmill, you know. We're all on that treadmill, aren't we, of like, you know, it's almost like being busy is seen as being successful, and you know, you've got to be, people define their success by how busy they are, and I felt like I was running so fast on that treadmill with a banging headache, smiling, pretending that everything was fine. I was like, I need to jump off this bloody treadmill.
Make a change the cycle.
Absolutely. And that's really what the coaching helped me with. He really helped me see that actually I could jump off that treadmill. And he helped me so much with kind of self-love, self-care, really made me, it made such a difference, because he really made me see that actually, you know, self-care and self-love isn't selfish. And actually I really needed to kind of prioritize myself really and my own health over everything, because and that's something that I like to share with people now, because I see that, like, if you look after yourself, you're a better mum, you're a better wife, you're a better partner, you're a better leader, you know. And so I just made that decision that I would really invest in myself. So spent a lot of time in lockdown working out what made me feel good. And even little things like, you know, having a bath every day, like for me that's really important. And beforehand I would never have had a bath in the day. I would have thought, oh my god, that's so luxurious, like I can't just have a bath in the middle of the day.
I know what you mean. It just seems like, oh, that is like weird thing to do, but of course.
And I think I think because I've been self-employed for so long, I almost used to feel a bit guilty as well, because I think I feel really guilty doing that, because people that work like full-time, they can't just have a bath in the day. But then I used to think, but actually it makes me feel good, and it releases some of that pain, it releases some of that tension. So the same as like maybe having a nap in the afternoon, you know, going for a long walk, all of these things, I just thought, right, I've just got to find things that make me feel good. And so kind of combined this whole list, I guess, of things that really start to make me feel good and put them all into practice. And then I started to notice a difference. It was amazing. Just like literally making that decision to go, actually, I'm going to take a step back from all of this. I took a bit of a step back from my business to just concentrate on my health, because, you know, I'm sure, Helen, you've heard, you know, the kind of quote that health is wealth. And I really, truly believe that actually, if you're well in yourself, then all good comes from there, doesn't it?
Completely. Yeah, absolutely. And when we run our own businesses, you know, I think this happens a lot. People leave a corporate world, leave a job to become self-employed, thinking, you know, life's going to be a lot easier, we'll have all this freedom. And actually, we end up working double the amount of hours, double hard. Self-care becomes even more, you know, further down the list, purely because we, like you say, we often think of success as being busy.
Yeah.
So we push ourselves, we get on that treadmill, and then of course our bodies, when we don't really listen, it just perpetuates and it gets worse and worse until we end up, not in a great situation, as we found out. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think the thing is, I kind of started to get to a point that I thought, when I feel calm, and for me, that's my number one goal every day, is to feel calm.
Yeah.
Because when I feel calm, everything else flows from that, you know, and I feel in such a better place, and I feel able to deal with things. Whereas, you know, if you've got a headache, you can't deal with anything because you're just in this horrible place. Whereas I thought, right, my only job is to feel good every day and to feel calm. So what can I do that puts me in that state?
Yeah.
So I spent a lot of time doing that. And then after a while, after having coaching for a couple of years, I sort of thought, I feel like there's stuff going on in here that I am too scared to deal with.
Yeah.
Because stuff started coming out. And for anybody that's had therapy or coaching, I'm sure they'll kind of get this, that stuff comes out and then you kind of go, oh, that's a bit scary. I'm not sure I want to deal with that yet. And I think that's what I was sort of doing. And then I one day just thought, I've got to address this. I've got to take the next step to find out where all this pain is coming from.
Mm.
So I started having therapy. And that just kind of changed so much for me, because it really started unlocking what was causing all the pain. And we kind of just unraveled so much stuff from childhood that was really emotional, really painful. But actually, I could physically feel every session, like, that pain going. It was just incredible. It was like I felt like I was just like this coiled spring that had held on to everything, held on to all this emotion and pain and memories and having the therapy kind of started loosening that and started allowing me to let go of it and kind of just realizing that actually it was okay to open up. And and the more I opened up, the more I got stuff off my chest, the better I felt, like just unbelievable. And and then I just started sort of, you know, doing research on trauma and track trauma, and to me it made complete sense, because I kind of use it like the analogy of a swan, that I feel like, you know, my friends and family would say, oh, she's, you know, she always makes an effort, she's always really happy, she's always really positive. And that's how it was on the outside. But underneath, I was going, oh my God, I'm in absolute agony. Didn't tell people. So I was like holding on to all of this, trying to portray this image of perfection, whilst actually reality was like far from that. So I just thought, right, I need to start letting go more. I need to really be authentic. I need to be me. I need to start telling people how I'm feeling. So I really started opening up to friends, and I'd have a coffee with a friend and it would end up being like a full-on therapy session, you know. But they'd be like, oh my God, you're my best friend, why have you never told me any of this stuff? And the more I started telling people, the more I guess it kind of helped them as well, because we've all got our own shit, haven't we, you know?
It gives other people permission to say, actually, I'm not okay as well, or I'm going through this, or, oh, I'm so glad you said that, resonates with me as well. And just being honest and open about what's really going on.
What's going on, absolutely, because I have this real thing now that that's almost like my mission, because I think we meet friends for coffee or we meet family and we talk on such a surface level, don't we? You know, and I'm not saying that every time you meet somebody for coffee, you're going to start talking about childhood trauma, because of course you're not. But I think we need to have those people that we feel like we can trust, that we can actually sit down and go, do you know what? I am feeling pretty shit at the moment. Because my friends would say to me, well, why didn't you tell me? And I was like, because I was in pain every single time I ever saw you. I didn't want to be that person going, actually, no, I've got a headache again. But I think we need to be more, you know, we do need to share things more, because for me, every time I let go of something, the better I feel. So that for me was huge. I was like, whoa, I literally have been holding on to all of this shit for all of these years. And And then it just became, and I've literally only just finished my therapy, but I know it's an ongoing thing, and I know I'll find somebody else that will come into my path. Yeah. That'll be the right person.
The ongoing healing journey that never ends.
It absolutely is, you know, and I still yeah. suffer pain, but nowhere near where I was. You know, I was in such a dark place, and now I feel like some days I'll sit here and think, my God, I'll like sit quietly and think, oh, I haven't got any pain. It's like amazing. And you know, I'm nowhere near healed, but what I love now is that I can see that kind of path ahead. I can see that massive light at the end of the tunnel, and it's then having that awareness of, okay, so these are the things that created this pain. I know my triggers now. That took me a really long time to work it out, but and one of the things, and I'm sure people listening will experience this, is like toxic situations were really triggering for me. So whether that was a friend or, you know, I don't know, a family member or somebody that started behaving in that way, it would massively trigger me. Migraine instantly. Whereas now I've learned how to deal with that, and you know, if someone's behaving like that, how to step away from it. And so for me, that's what so much of this is about, and so much of therapy and coaching is about, is about that awareness, isn't it? It's like shining a light. I see it like shining a light on all of the dark places and going, I'm going to address that. And actually, once I've addressed it, I can deal with it, and I know then how to deal with it. So things, for example, like my dad is a big part of this, and things that used to trigger me, now I go, okay, and take a deep breath and go, that's not my shit, actually. That's not my pain. And whereas I would have taken it on before, now I've got the ability to go, no, that's not mine. I'm not doing that.
From it, incredible.
Amazing. And it's such a good place to be, you know, because it just, I think it, moving forward, it's like, helps with everything when you've got that awareness and you can see the way people are reacting and seeing it like, that's not my crap to take on, because we just take on everybody else's stuff, don't we?
All the time, absolutely all of the time. But being able to recognize that that's a trigger, take a step back, I mean, that's huge. And it sounds like you've come such a long way. It's amazing. The healing journey is just amazing. It is, you know, once you start doing that inner work, and like you say, and you start recognizing what's going on and how it's affecting you physically, because that's what it is, you know, the emotions stored in your body coming up as back pain, coming up as migraines, and now that you've looked at that emotional pain, you're in a much better place.
Absolutely. And it's wonderful now to be able to recognize that, because I can deal with it so much quicker. So if I start to get a headache or I start to get back pain, I go, okay, what's triggering that? What's causing that? And then I can identify it really quickly. And, you know, even my husband now go, I know why that's happening. I know why you've got a headache. And I'm like, yeah, I can see that now. And I'll go and have a bath, or I'll go for a long walk, or I'll go for a swim. So that was, you know, that was for me, was another part to this, was that, interestingly, my son came home from school and a couple of years ago and said, oh, mum, you know, we've been watching this video in tutor time about this lady who was in chronic pain. She tried wild swimming and it really helped her. So I just thought, do you know, it's just another thing to try. And even though I was the person that would like get into the swimming pool and be like, ah, it's freezing.
Oh, that's me. That's me. Yeah. I got cold water. Yeah.
That's so me. And you know, my friends were like, you're mental because you're the coldest person we know. Like, I'm literally so cold. But I just thought, I'm gonna give it a go, because actually, what if it works? What if it makes me feel better? Tried it. I went with Claire Doré actually on my first one, and was just absolutely hooked. And it makes me go goose pimply just thinking about it, because I just thought, oh my God, I found something that is another piece to my jigsaw, that this is really going to help me. And started going every day, just loved it. Like, not only sort of the fitness and everything, but for me, it's mentally, it was that time every day, that had an hour every day, wasn't thinking about what to cook the kids for dinner, wasn't thinking about where their football match was later on. I was literally just swimming, focusing on my breathing, which is massive.
Yeah.
Saying affirmations to myself. Like literally I'd spend an hour swimming going, I'm brave, I'm strong, I'm courageous, I am fit, I am well, I'm healthy, I'm healing, I'm pain-free. Mm. Just some days I thought, I hope no one swims near me because they're going to think I'm a complete lunatic.
Brilliant, yeah.
But I really started to then believe all of that, you know, because I was telling myself that every single day.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I've always done is I'm a massive believer, and I know you are as well, Helen, in practicing gratitude. And I find it a really easy place to feel grateful. Because it's such a beautiful place when you're swimming and swans are flying overhead and the sun's coming up. It's magical, absolutely magical. So then practicing that gratitude, even if I was having a day where I was like, oh, I've got a bit of a headache, if I could practice gratitude and be in that good place, I'd start to feel better.
Yeah.
So that for me was massive. And it was then thinking, okay, like what else puts me in that state? You know, and I know you're a huge believer in the law of attraction as well. And that for me has been a core theme running through my life for a very long time. But that's, I don't know if anyone follows Esther Hicks, but, you know, that's one of the things she says. It is just about finding what brings you joy. That's all you've got to do. That is literally all you've got to do, is find things that make you feel good.
Yeah.
And everything will flow from that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's absolutely that's right. That's what I do.
Yeah. Absolutely right. It, you know, because when we're doing what we love and what we enjoy, we're calm, we're uplifted, we're raising our vibration.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
You know, we all love doing different things. Wild swimming might not be for everybody, but there are certainly loads of benefits to it. I am going to try it one day. I know it's the thing right now. But I know about the benefits it is with pain and, you know, and for relaxation as well. So it is.
Yeah.
Finding something, whatever it is, whether it's yoga or running,
absolutely,
or whatever.
It doesn't matter what it is, because that's different for everybody. You know, I love walking as well. I try and do sort of between 5 to 10K every day, and that for me is another place where I'm just happy and I'm out there and I can breathe and I can be grateful. Yeah. And you know, I will literally sometimes stop when it's sunny, and I do this when I'm by myself because my teenagers would not think this was cool, but I like literally will stand there and just say thank you and look at the sun and be grateful. And you know, all of that just makes me feel so good. And what's really interesting is that most productive days and the best days in my business are the days when I am the most chilled. And I am out for a swim and I'm out for a walk and I might have had a bath, you know. I mean, I had a day recently where my husband came home from work and I was like, I've had such a good day business-wise. But do you know what? I almost feel a bit guilty because I'm like, I've like literally been so chilled. But I've been in the flow and I've been happy and I've been vibing high, you know. So actually, that's amazing. I don't need to be on that treadmill. I can be chilled and I can be, it's not that I sit back and I'm lazy and don't do any work, but.
Yeah, you have a great balance because you're doing stuff that you love and you're in a good place. And then of course, if you're taking time to do those lovely things, when you do come to work, you're going to be refreshed.
Absolutely.
More productive, feeling good.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, that's a really good message for everybody, is to like,
I think
doing
so.
More is not the way. Being busy, one of my favorite mantras is, when I relax I attract success.
Oh, I love that.
I attract success.
And it's so true. And I think people and opportunities, you know, like I have just, since I've been really embracing it all, I've met some incredible people that have come into my life, had incredible opportunities. And I really find as well, when I'm really relaxed and I'm in the flow, that's when all my really good ideas come. You know, most of my good ideas come when I'm swimming or I'm walking. So, and I think the thing is, when you're constantly busy and chasing that next thing, you almost don't have time to think, do you? Whereas I think when you take a step back from it, you're able to go, actually, what is it that I really want to do? And you've got time to breathe. You've got time to think. And then actually those ideas start flowing way more than when you're really busy.
Agree. So, absolutely. You've become more connected to your intuition.
Yes.
So everything just drops in and it flows more easily. Definitely. When you're rushing around, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this.
Yeah.
You're not stopping and taking a break and allowing things to flow. So yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Going on walks or whatever it is that you enjoy doing. It could be anything. We're all in different things. So
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And you said about, you know, trusting your intuition. So that's been a massive thing for me. It's like trusting my gut. And again, I feel like the more I am in the flow and in a good place, the more I trust my gut. And for me, that is one of the most important things, that I trust my gut on everything. If I get a wobble, I'm like, whoa, you know, I'm like, if it doesn't feel good, I literally don't do it. And I've really learned as well that that is one of the things that makes us so stressed and makes us ill, is not doing that. And saying yes to everybody when actually you don't really want to say yes, you know. And you know what we're like, particularly as mums and women, you know, we say yes to everything. We want to be people pleasers. We don't want to upset people. We don't want to let people down. But actually, most of the time, by doing that, all you're doing is putting so much pressure on yourself. And I was the absolute queen of doing that. I'd say yes to everybody and then be at home going, oh my God, what have I said yes to all these
things? Yeah, what am I doing?
I'm so tired. I've got a headache. Why have I said yes to all these things? Whereas now, if somebody asks me to do something, I'm like, maybe have a think about that. And if I don't want to do it, because it's really easy to say yes straight away, isn't it? And now I'm like, just going to have a think about that. And then I might go back to them and go, actually, no, I'm really sorry, I haven't got time at the moment. Or, you know, and that for me has been one of the biggest things that I've learned, because it is actually really empowering to do that. And I think the more you say no to people, the more people don't ask you so much. And you go, actually, I'm just going to do what I want. Like, the world's not going to stop if I say no to one person.
Completely. Yes. Yeah, that's it. And that's where, like, the whole people pleasing, we think that if we say no, we're going to upset somebody, or things are going to go wrong, or, you know, people will think, think badly of us. But actually... nothing bad happens at all. It's, you know, it's something we build up in our minds, and it's added stress for ourselves. But really, is no, and that's completely fine. That's a really good one to learn.
I think so. And just setting boundaries, you know, again, that's another big thing that I've found. Like, I know we spoke a little bit earlier about sort of letting people's emotions and their actions and things they say and do, taking them on, and that was a huge thing that I learned, was just about having boundaries with people, and and actually that you can be really kind, because my whole ethos is about being authentic and kind and always trying to do the right thing. But I really learned that actually you can be kind and really caring and loving, but still set boundaries with people.
Definitely. Yes. So, you can still say no lovingly.
Absolutely. And I have this whole thing of, like, if somebody is in my life and they are not bringing pleasure to my life and all they're bringing is toxicity, I'm like, I am letting you go with love. And, you know, I'm not falling out, and I won't say this to them, but I say it to myself, you know, I'm not going to fall out with them. I just don't want that. But do you know what? You're not bringing any joy to my life. Therefore, I'm letting you go with love. And I literally can't see my arm out the bit, but I am like, you are there. So I'm not saying, I don't love you, I don't want you in my life, but I'm saying you're there. And that has really helped me then, because I'm like, okay, so I've got this circle of people that are right out there that I haven't said to them, I don't like you anymore, I don't want you in my life. But then it's almost like they're physically there outside of this little shield that I've created around me. And within that shield are all the people that I love and adore and that I know have my back and that trust me and support me. And the more I've done that, and the more I've put toxicity at a, you know, kind of arm's reach, the better I feel, because it just, it really has made me realize over the years how much other people impact you, because we allow them to.
So true, because everywhere we go and everyone we interact with, we're picking up on their energy, and like you say, we're picking on their stuff.
Absolutely.
And if you're around people who are toxic or energy vampires, then it has a massive effect on us, and it can make you feel quite unwell. So having those healthy boundaries, and like you said, you don't need to go like, oh, bye, I'm never speaking to you again. You just step back and you just protect your own energy, and and that's it. It's about having good sort of energetic hygiene, I guess. It's looking after, you know, looking after your boundaries and your energy.
It is. And I'm sure you're the same, Helen. Like, I really find, I said to somebody recently, I said, I feel like my like intuition dial, somebody's like cranked it right up. And I'm like, woo! Because I'll walk into a room now and I'll be like, woo!
There vibes. It is. Yeah, you know.
That is not good.
Yeah.
But on the opposite scale, but which again is quite empowering, because you're like, I know I don't want to be a part of that. Or if people are getting into a gossipy bitchy situation, I'm like, no, I'm not a part of that. Mm-hmm. Whereas it on the other scale, I'm attracting really good people and I'm making connections with people instantly. You know, I'm meeting somebody and I'm going, oh my God, I know we're going to be really good friends, because it's just that attraction and that connection there. And I can see them for who they are. And it's almost like you've got this radar, haven't you, that you're like, I really get people now, and actually I can really see good people. So I think that's quite powerful when you really trust that.
It really is. And that's, you know, that's through doing your own inner work, really getting to know yourself and how you tick, and doing the work on yourself. It really helps, you know, you move through life and know where you want to go. It gives you great clarity, more confidence, and that intuition really really revs up, and you know which situations to go into and not, and what kind of path you should follow. So
absolutely,
great work, amazing. You've I mean, what a great inspirational story. What a journey you've been on, and you look glowing and flourishing and amazing.
Thank you.
So it's
I feel really good. I mean, like I say, I've still got a long way to go, but I think it's really easy when you have been in pain for such a long time, or maybe if you suffered depression or something, to just go, well, I'm not cured yet, you know, and beat yourself up. But what I always do is I look back and go, okay, how was I a year ago? Okay, a year ago, I was still really struggling. Mm. And, you know, so to where I am now, okay, I'm not completely pain-free. But in a way, I'm like, but that's the next part of the journey, you know? Mm. I'm speaking to a guy in America tomorrow who deals with really helping people with pain, about it all being trapped in your subconscious. So I'm like, that might be the next step for me, to really kind of, I always see it like a jigsaw, and it's all these little pieces that are all contributing towards that big picture of like health and completeness, I guess. So I kind of see it like quite an exciting journey now, that I'm like, I've done so much good work on myself. I'm able to now share that with other people, which is wonderful. But
definitely.
And now, rather than looking back and going, oh, well, I'm still not fixed and I'm still in pain, I'm kind of like, actually, it's exciting, because I'm looking forward to being better and better and better, and I'm in control of that, you know.
That's it. And I imagine all the right people are turning up at the right time.
Oh my God, they are. You know, I mean, we are like complete law of attraction, aren't we? I mean, literally, things like this guy that I'm speaking to tomorrow that I've got a call with, his email dropped into my spam folder in my email. I never go in there, ever. And like a few days ago, I just went in there and it was like, hi, Anna, do you want a consultation call? And I was like, yeah, I do.
Amazing. Like, you manifested that.
I totally manifested it. You know, like, so much good stuff has happened. And again, that is all about just being in the flow, isn't it? And then, I could do a whole hours on manifestation, you know, all the things that like are coming in now that I'm in a good place. So you know, still a way to go, but actually I actually do quite often say to myself, I'm really proud of myself, you know, that I've done, like you said, I've done that inner work, and I'm prepared to keep doing it. I'm prepared to keep investing in myself, you know, sort of financially and with time and with energy, because I know what difference it makes.
Absolutely. And you've completely turned your life around by the sounds of things, so that is incredible. And I think it is key to like keep congratulating yourself and feeling proud of what you've done and what you've achieved, because it's a messy old journey, is personal development and healing. It's not comfortable.
No, it's
messy.
Not.
We don't suddenly like have a session and then go, oh yeah, everything's amazing, life's wonderful.
Yeah.
It hurts, it's uncomfortable, it's messy, it's ugly.
Yeah.
It brings up a lot of stuff. So
yeah,
it's not for the faint-hearted at all.
No,
but when you do start seeing all that progress and you start feeling good, it makes it worthwhile and makes it very addictive too. But once you're on it, you can't get off it.
Yeah, it's really true actually, isn't it? And I think like what I've loved as well is that I feel like through doing all of this, I've really connected with who I am. You know, I joke with my mum that I'm like, I just feel like I've really connected with my like 14-year-old self, who was, you know, a complete hippie and, you know, desperately wanted tattoos, wanted piercings, wasn't allowed any of them. So now I'm completely rebelling.
I like your tattoo. I was going to say, I like your tattoo on you. Yeah, I love that.
I've got two now. So yeah, I'm completely rebelling and doing everything my mum told me I couldn't do. But it's really empowering and I love it. And I feel like, I said to my husband the other day, he went, oh, he's such a hippie. I was like, I've always been a hippie, you know? But actually, I think I hid that person away for a really long time and tried to conform. And now I'm like, I feel really good because I feel like, no, I can be completely me. You know, I can do what I like. I can wear what I want. I can, you know, because actually none of it's hurting people. I'm just being myself. I think that in itself is really healing to go, actually, do you know what? I'm just going to be myself. And if I'm stupid, then, you know, that's not I don't mean that in a negative way. Do you know what I mean? But like, if I want to be silly or do whatever, I can do it.
Yeah, completely. It's so powerful to arrive in that place to be like, actually, I'm okay with me. I'm gonna wear what I want, do what I want. I am totally cool with that.
Yeah,
doesn't matter what anyone else thinks. I'm doing it anyway. Amazing. That's so incredible. Thank you so much for coming into the group and sharing. The video will be in the Facebook group forever, so people will come back and watch it. So we'll drop your links in the comments so people can connect with you if they've got any questions. And I will pop it up on the Inspired Souls podcast. So thank you to everyone who's listening in. And thank you so much, Anna. It's been absolutely amazing, very inspiring. I feel very feeling your energy, feeling very uplifted, and thinking I'm going to go and do wild swimming at some. I've got a river just literally at the back of me, so.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, you need to.
I do. Yes.
Definitely. Yeah. Absolutely.
I'll get some photographic proof.
No, I really appreciate it. Thank you, darling, for having me on.
Brilliant, lovely. Thank you so much. And thank you to everybody who's watched and whoever is going to watch in the future as well. So I'll say good night. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks, Mel. Take care. Bye.